During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. If I sound tired, you guys, I am. I'm coming from Baltimore, just getting my hair done. And I live in New York, New Jersey now, like, you know, between. I'm loyal, though. And everybody's like, you know what? It's plenty of places that you could have got your hair done in Jersey and in New York and Brooklyn and Queens and all that. But I don't know them. I'm a stick to what I know person. Now, I didn't go to Baltimore in the hood to get my goddamn hair done because we were ahead of a caller call up and Envy told the caller I had drove to Baltimore and I got my hair done. And he gonna say, stop that hood booger mess. Sir, don't nobody go in the hood to get your fucking hair done. Trust me, I'm not leaving one hood to go to my old hood to get my hair done. No, I'm not. Kara Mack is definitely professional of all the professionals, and she has her own suite, so shout out to her. She's from Baltimore, and it's not Baltimore City, it's Nottingham, Maryland. And you know how you just have that one person that knows your head, that knows like exactly how you like your parts, because I got full locks, y'all, knows how you like your parts, knows just enough baby hair to leave out or edges or whatever. If you got them, if you don't, you have to take from your hairline like I used to, but now I have a little bit of edges. So she knows exactly the amount to leave out and everything. And have you ever gone to the hair salon and you get up and you like it, but then you have to go home and fix it to your exact liking? I hate having to do that, especially with the amounts of money that I pay to get my hair done. I don't have to do that with Kira at all. Not one bit, not a single little bit. So I will be traveling no matter what. I will cross the ocean for Kira, even though that sounds a little gay. It's about my hair. Okay, so we're going to get into it. What do I be doing? I be fixing mess. And I'm going to have Taylor read because I don't feel like it. Y'all already know what it is. So Taylor, kick it off, girl.
All right. Hey, Jess. So there's going to be a lot of information that's taken, but I was in a relationship for 3 years and I was unfaithful. I'll be honest. There was this one girl I was seeing for quite a while on the side that my girl also knew about. Then this third girl came as in my girlfriend, the side chick, and now another side chick. And I kind of fell head over heels for her. So she fell in love with the side chick, I guess. Mm. So I start seeing this third girl. We hit it off. Everything's good. And I tell her that I'm in a relationship. And she says that she's cool with it, so as long as I'm honest with her and tell her the truth about everything. Mind you, she had just gotten out of a relationship herself, where the boyfriend was cheating and this and that. So I start to pursue something with this girl while still in a relationship. And one day, I'm at work, and she calls me saying that she found out that I had a second Snapchat and that I was still talking to the one girl from before. And then she said that she basically couldn't trust me anymore, and she couldn't see herself being with me. Now I only knew this girl for like a month when this happened, but I was head over heels for her and wanted her to be mine. So I did everything.
Hold up, man. This person is doing all this in a relationship with somebody else?
Yeah. But
what?
I think it's her girlfriend found out. That's how it's making it seem.
Okay, so her girlfriend found out about the other girl that she fell in love with, she was head over heels with. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and then what happened?
I deleted the second Snapchat, I dropped all my hoes, and I tried to be faithful to her. But she just wanted to be friends and wanted nothing to do with me now. Mm. Mind you, behind the scenes, I have a friend of 4 years who knows about everything, about the side chick, about everything in my relationship at the time, and about this third girl, every small detail. So after everything and after she said she just wanted to be friends, she texts me one day and says that her and my friend hung out and that he confessed to have feelings for her. Mind you, this was a couple of days after she had decided to break things off with me. So I was still a little heartbroken. She said that she felt the same for him. There's a guy involved now? I'm so
confused. Why am I so confused? What the hell?
And out of retaliation, out of anger, out of whatever you want to call it, I dropped both of them. I stopped talking to both of them. I called him a piece of shit to me. He's scum, and the fact that he would do that to someone that calls him my brother is shitty. Okay, so her friend's a brother. Yeah.
And okay. So her brother started fucking one of her bitches.
Yeah, like
her homeboy who she considers a brother started fucking with one of the girls that she liked.
Yes.
But she is a serial cheater.
Yes.
So it shouldn't matter. Okay, go ahead.
And as for her, I think she's a homie hopping bitch that they both say that I was overreacting to the situation. And I had no right to be upset, which I can't understand because I fucked up and betrayed her trust. Okay, so her ex basically was fucking with her homie.
Okay, so the first girlfriend who she kept on cheating on, mm-hmm. like willingly and intentionally, non-mistakenly, starts dealing with her homeboy that she considers to be a brother.
Yeah.
Lord. Okay. So she seeks comfort under the sheets with the homie, and the girlfriend finds out, you know, the original cheater finds out, and she can't take that.
Yes.
They can dish it, but they can't take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that story done?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead. There's more. A homie hopping, bitch. Girl, after you done slept with every... What the hell, please?
So she goes, I had no right to be upset. They say I had no right to be upset, which I can understand because I fucked up and betrayed her trust. But I tried my best to get her back. And the fact that my best friend would go and think that it's okay to take a girl that he knew I want so bad is fucked up. So I'm sending this message to ask, was I wrong for feeling the way I do this day and holding a grudge against these two people that I call friends and one of them that I would have liked to call my girlfriend? It's been 4 months since we've spoken to either of them, and I have no intention on going back. But I want to know from you guys firsthand if I was wrong or right.
Don't try to put yourself in my mess. She did not say, I want to know from you guys. She said, I want to know from you, Jess. Then what? You are not the expert here. You're just the reader.
Thank you. I love the show.
All right. Now, y'all see how Taylor tried to get in on it. Girl, you are just the narrator.
Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go. So you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Okay. So, hell yeah, I think you was wrong. What the fuck you mean you was wrong? You was wrong from the jump, and you just got a taste of your own medicine. Now, as far as the loyalty lies with your homeboy, okay, there's a few things I would like to say about that. Maybe he thought it was a free-for-all. Maybe y'all have shared bitches before. You can't say what bitch is off limit and what bitch is. You feel me? Especially if you're treating the main bitch like a side bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, and then is this a woman? Or is this a... Okay,
it
so
like
your girl... It seems like it is a woman, right? Okay.
It is a guy.
Either way, I'll just answer two ways just in case you are a woman or a man. So if you are a woman, your girlfriend was a bisexual, because ain't no way a man could steal if she was a full-blown gay, okay? If you are a man, yeah, he broke the brother code, your homeboy that you consider to be a brother. However, he said he hasn't spoken to either one of them. Either one of them for 4 months. Mm-hmm. Oh, you giving them more time to be bumping and grinding, and baby, it don't matter whether you speak to them or not now, because they both giving you a taste of your own medicine, sweetheart. They've been fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Believe that. The longer you don't talk to them, the more they talk to each other. So I just want to let you know, you lost her. And that's karma for your ass. You need to do, I hate telling people to go heal, because sometimes that's just how people are. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you would be healing from. Because I don't know your whole story. You just gave me the whole story. I'm talking about H-O-E. You gave me the whole story, not your whole story. So I don't know what I would be telling you to recover from or to seek therapy on or anything like that. But you lost her. And it is what it is. But you know what? This is a perfect case of you never know what you got till it's gone, because you miss this bitch. I know you miss her. I know you do, or you wouldn't be writing me and revealing all of that crazy business surrounding your relationship when you know you're in the wrong. Sometimes people just need to hear their own shit repeated back to them, because you know you were wrong. You dropped the ball on a good girl. I don't know how good she was to be fucking your homeboy. But you, before she fucked your homeboy, she was a good girl, apparently. And you were sleeping around on that. Then you said you even fell head over heels for a second side bitch, not the first one. Now, at first, I thought you were saying you were bringing these girls into your relationship. Like, that's one of you guys' desire. I mean, like, that's a desire of both of you. Like, you guys have, like, a not an open relationship, but what is it called? Like,
polyamorous.
Yeah, a polyamorous relationship where y'all have a third girlfriend and a fourth girlfriend, and y'all actually go get bitches together or something like that. That's what I was, like, hoping that that was. But no, you was just outright cheating and falling in love on her. And now that she fell in love with your homie, you ain't talking to neither one of them. It is what it is. You obviously need a new friend and a wake-up call, because you need to be loyal. That's what loyalty is all about. That's what being faithful is all about. You love doing it, but you don't like when it's done to you. So your question to me was, were you wrong? Yeah, you were wrong. Because, like I said, this is just your karma, bookie bat. So it is what it is. Get back to me, because I want to be updated. I want to know. I don't want to misgender you. I want to know if you're a woman, if you're a man. I want to know what you went through to actually get here, why you couldn't stop cheating on your girl. I want to know, do you feel that it's any reconciliation between you and your homie? How long y'all been homies and some shit? You know, you left quite a lot of meat off the bone. So, yeah, period. Moving on. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hey, Jess, I can't believe I'm even saying this, but I'm very much attracted to my sister-in-law.
Wait a minute. What the hell is going on? Oh, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I can't believe you feel that way. What the fuck? All right, go ahead.
Me and my fiancé have been together for almost 6 years now. I'm 30 years old and my fiancé is 31. Don't get me wrong. I love my girl and I want to be with her. I don't know where these feelings for my sister-in-law came from, but here we are. My sister-in-law has always been around, and me and her are real close because we bonded over smoking. Even showed her how to roll her first blunt. She ended up moving to Virginia last year because her husband is in the military and got stationed out there. She came back here to Arizona after being gone for about 7 months. She started for like 2 months, and I didn't get the feelings until like 2 days before she was about to leave. I always thought she looked good, but never looked at her in the way I do now. We have been texting every day since she has left and went back to Virginia. Nothing crazy, just TikTok videos and talk about random shit. I would never tell her how I feel because I don't want her sister, my fiance, to find out, and wouldn't want to mess up our close relationship either.
Well, if your goddamn wife listen to Carefully Reckless, baby, you'll be divorced by tomorrow.
Go ahead. I don't know what to do. You ever just think sometimes you ended up with the wrong sister?
Hold up. Oh my God.
The sister-in-law is ambitious, sexy, and a hustler. My fiance, on the other hand, isn't too ambitious. I think that's the reason I'm so attracted to my sister-in-law. Help me out. Give me some advice on what I should do here.
Oh my God, what is the matter with you? You already married to the sister.
They ain't married yet.
I'm not married yet. Listen to you, you're talking about, no, they ain't married yet, girl, but still hope. Oh gosh. Okay.
Now we got a commercial, and if you click off of this podcast, I swear I'm gonna beat your ass. Listen.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Now, I'm not even going to lie, Nick, like I've never been in this situation, but not the same. Not mess with the wrong brother. No. But the friend. Like, you know how you be like, damn, I done messed with the wrong friend. Because you jumping out there all early and shit. You see this nigga driving, he cute. He got his head on straight. Then you see another nigga who got his head on a little straighter. You be like, this your homeboy? Damn, I made a choice too quick. All right. So, I've been in that situation before. However, I did not act on it. But this is even worse because these are siblings, Bookie. The fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you? Your fiance is going to be mighty pissed with you. Now, you said you didn't want to tell the sister how you feel. Do you think the sister feels the same about you? That's something that you didn't let me know. And then I'm bonding over smoking, baby. I even sort of had to roll a first blunt. What the hell is... Yo, that is crazy. That is so crazy. To me, it's a little childish, you know. Y'all bonding over being high and shit. That's crazy. But you said there are certain things that you do like about her, her ambition and so on and so forth. Are you insinuating that your fiance does not have ambition? She does not have, like, goals and you know, potential success? Is that what she lacks? Because I'm trying to figure out how you are more into her sister. And then you said at first you wasn't. You know, did the weed do all that? Like, make you attracted to her 2 days before she left? And then, honestly, I don't think it's just innocent TikToks and random shit that y'all are speaking about. If you feel this strongly about her, and if you're writing me about her, it has to. What you think, Taylor? I feel like it's definitely more. Don't get too happy. Just answer, and that's it.
I think the sister likes him too. Because why are you talking to my fiance, like, y'all too close to talking?
Yeah, yeah. Do you believe they did anything?
I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't just jump ahead and say, like, yeah, they've had sex, but I do believe that they've probably had conversations about it lightly, or they have mentioned, oh, if I could be with you, this would happen. If you weren't dating my sister, or I wish things were different. Those type of situations, as innocent as they could probably get it, without crossing that line of physical intimacy or whatever. But what was the question again? How do I go about it, or what the hell? Because
what'd he do?
Mm. Well, their whole family knows you. So say if you do act like you in the movie, because they do the shit in the movies, they'll leave who they with and go with who their heart lies with. The family gonna hate your ass forever, because if this is your fiance, the sister, you've met her family already, and they'll hate the sister and they'll hate you. They're gonna be looking at y'all for the rest of y'all lives like, these clown assholes. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna look at y'all real crazy. And then think about the heartbreak that the sister would feel, that your future wife would feel. And you talking about you don't want her to find out. This is a big secret that you would be keeping from her. I have no idea how this will play out for you, but I do think both of your asses need to be put on blast. And I'm sorry, you are very wrong. And you should go about it by first sitting down with your fiance, telling your fiance how you feel. I know he probably listening to this shit like, bitch, I would never go sit down with my... But I think you should, because this feeling is not going to go away. And then you let her talk to her sister, and then you talk to the sister like, well, I told her. So we're SOL. And... for some reason, I don't know if the sister will be with him, though. I just think it's...
Or the sister-in-law could be trapping the fiance. Like, see, I told you he ain't shit, nigga.
If they play little games like that, my baby, I'm hungry. I'm pregnant. The baby. If they playing little games like that, bitch, I ain't gonna lie. I would do that, too. I ain't gonna lie. My sister... I would cry later on thinking everything. They'd be like, I got you. But that's petty. No, if they really doing that, that's all petty. That shit that I did in my early 20s, late teens. Like, no. We're not doing that. This is somebody's life. Y'all planning on walking down the aisle. Be real with your wife. Therapy can get you through any and everything. Time heals all wounds. I don't know about this one, but buddy, you got to be honest with the one that you're walking down the aisle with. Because when y'all exchange those vows, y'all are best friends. You're making a commitment. Like, you got to be honest. And sometimes honesty definitely pierces. Like, it hurts. But time heals all wounds. And I think that she would respect your honesty. She'd probably want to beat the hell out of her sister and push back the wedding, if not break up with your ass. But at least you got your truth out. Because if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. So we got his name.
His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
No, Jeremy.
Taylor. Jeremy, like I said, I will find your wife. your fiance and tell her, if you don't tell her, I'm giving you 2 weeks. Get back with me. Update me. Love you. And ladies and gentlemen, just like that, we've come to yet another ending of another episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious, and Taylor. So, and I have something else to announce. This is the end of season 3. However, I've just been renewed for season 4 of Carefully Reckless. So I will be continuing to fix mess in the future. And I'm only taking a few weeks off, y'all. Nothing big, nothing major. Maybe like 2 weeks. And then I'll be back with season 4. New cover art, new stories. Bigger stories. Taylor, you gonna read again until I had this baby?
Yeah, I hope you up.
Yeah, so she gonna read for me, y'all. Either her or Naya. Love y'all, and in my deepest pan voice, peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.